We're in Simen Chav Zayin, just where to place your tefillin. We're up to Siftes. We'll be doing Sifim Tes and Yud. So let's begin with Siftes. Up until now, the Mechaber has been discussing where to place the tefillin shel Yad. He now goes into where you place the tefillin shel Rosh. Makom hanachas tefillin shel Rosh mehascholas ikrei hasar mimitzcho, from where the hairline begins. At sof hamakom shemolcho shel tinuk rofes, until the part of the head where if you touch the head of a child, of an infant, you will find that it is still soft. In other words, before the skull actually closes, there's a part that's open up on top of the head. So the place is from the beginning of the hairline going until that part. Now, exactly where that is, exactly how far up that goes, there's the Bir Halacha brings different opinions. Some say that it is in the entire part of the head that is still going up until it actually becomes horizontal. Most Rishonim would seem to say that it is not the entire part, but that it is only half of the part. La Halacha, we say that it should be from the hairline and going up. Now, clearly the hairline and not how far down the hair comes, so that you'd have to go by where the roots of the hair are. What we're calling the hairline is where the roots of the hair are, where the hair is coming out of, not where the hair ends up. The Mishneh Berurah says that there are many people that put their tefillin shel Rosh too low. You're better off putting it higher than lower. He says that there are many people that end up putting it on their forehead, which is not the place of tefillin. They are considered, according to the Lashna Gemara, Poshe Yisrael Bagufan, they are karkafta de lomanach tefillin. They never put on the tefillin shel Rosh. And every bracha they make is a bracha levatola. Therefore, you have to make sure to put it there. Now, why is it that we put the tefillin up and not literally b'nei nechem, which is what the Karaim, who take the pasuk, literally do? Why do we not do that? So the Gemara has a gzeirah shava. Because in the Isser of Lo Sosimu Karcha Beinei Nechem Lemeis, which is when someone mutilates himself out of tzar because of someone having passed, a dear one having passed away. So the Lashna Pasuk there is Beinei Nechem, and it says Karcha. Karcha referring to where hairs grow, and it is Beinei Necha. So we see from there that Beinei Nechem does not mean literally between the eyes, but it means between the two eyes, but going up in the place that hair grows. So it is from the hairline and up, and not any lower than that. So here too, with regard to the tefillin shel Rosh, you're better off not having tefillin that are too big. If they're too big, it's going to be very difficult to have them in their proper place, and the odds are that they will be out of place. Which brings us now to Sif Yud. Till now we were discussing where to put the actual tefillin. Now we deal with the ritzua. Tzarech shiyah kesher me'achorei harosh lemala ba'orif. The kesher behind you is supposed to be not low down, but on top ba'orif. Now, what exactly is that? So the Mishneh Berurah says the place for the kesher of the shel Rosh is, you know, there's a little groove behind you. Right, it's right under the skull. There's a groove there. The top part of the kesher, we're talking about the kesher, which is a dalid, so it's got an upper part and a lower part. The top part should be above that groove on the skull, and the bottom part should be in the groove. That is the precise place for the kesher. Otherwise, if you have it lower than that, first of all, it's out of place. Second of all, your tefillin couldn't possibly be tight. The shel Rosh could not possibly be held down if you don't have the kesher just at the groove itself. One should see to it that the ritzua inside the kesher should not be too big. It should be adjusted by someone who knows what he's doing so that it'll be tight in a way that the tefillin shel Rosh will be just beginning with the hairline and not lower, and the kesher is going to be just above and beneath, above and inside the groove itself. As the Mishneh Berurah says, there are many people who have their tefillin shel Rosh too big and out of place. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, Tzarech lechaven haktzitza shetehe be'emtza. You should see to it that the tefillin are actually in the middle. in the middle between the eyes, shetei keneged bein einayim. That means if you go halfway between the eyes and then go straight up to the hairline, that is where your tefillin are. Also, v'gam hakesher yebeemsa orif. We talked about that groove. You should see to it that the kesher is at the center and not off to the right or the left. Lo yata lakan o lakan. And then he says the kesher has to look like a dalid litzad chutz. That means it should have the shape of a dalid facing the outside of it, so that someone who sees it, the observer, will see a dalid, to which the Rama adds, v'u'adin b'keshel shayad, tzarech lizor shelo yishapech. In the keshel shayad, you have to see to it that it is all facing the outside and not facing the inside. So what you're going to be seeing in the dalid is the black part of the tefillin, not the whiter part, not the inside of the ritzua. You'll be seeing the black part. This is going both with regard to the kesher of the dalet in the shalrash, as well as in the kesher of the shalyad, the yud.